Now, in the seventh part of our series on Czechs in Afghanistan, Christian Falvey reports on a project under which Czech aid workers are sharing business know-how with local people in the north of the country. The aim is to help them build sustainable livelihoods.
The mountains of Afghanistan end abruptly at Mazar-i-Sharif. Then to the north, they loom over the start of a broad, empty plain that becomes a desert near the Amudarya River, one of the great waterways of Central Asia. From the muddy Afghan villages on the bank of the river, you can see big buildings rising out of Uzbekistan across the water. The area we are in is called Shortepa, where a few thousand Turkmen live on a thin strip of arable land between the river and the desert. There is water here. There are functioning schools for boys and for girls. Where humanitarian work turns in this situation is towards improving the livelihoods of people through sustainable activities, keeping bees or raising orchards, for example. This subsistence farmer has recently received an input package from the Czech charity People in Need, 1,100 young trees that he will raise and sell for roughly 20 times their original price.
So we provided the improved variety of these three saplings from Mazar-i-Sharif for these people. They have almond and apple and apricot.
So it takes 2 years before you can sell?
2 years, sir.
So he will earn like 50,000 Afghani.
50,000.
For 2 years.
It's like $1,000.
Yeah, one time. And does he have to take care of it? Or is it just basically like a lot of work? Or how many hours he spends like every month?
Yes, per month 3 days just he spent.
3 days?
On one day irrigation.
So it's quite profitable.
Okay.
But how much does it cost you to provide this input package?
I think... $65 or $70.
For all of these trees?
For all of them, yeah.
And next year he will have $1,000 from it?
From this.
How much does he make a year now?
They are two brothers, just about 500 Afghanis per month.
So for one family, how many people are in his family?
Eighteen.
18?
Yes.
But in both of those families together? He and his brother?
Yeah, both. Both brothers.
No Basha.
Yes, nine. Nine is different to him, nine to...
Nine very
big.
So he has, for his one family, $60. $60 a month?
Yes, $60.
For nine people, that's $2 a day. $2 a day for nine people.
Yes, $2 a day for nine people.
Throughout Shortepa, there are livelihood projects of all sorts slowly transforming the overall economic landscape, not just the situation for a certain family. Where People in Need constructs a $100 greenhouse for a particular farmer, his neighbor sees the benefit and makes one as well. I'm interested in the process by which the initial beneficiaries are chosen, and international business consultant Pavel Pchikril explains it to me.
We need to do a quite detailed market survey, which basically relied on data from the environment directly. So you need to know what are the available natural resources in the area, what is the market potential of the final products of the beneficiaries. And obviously, so with this market research, you would get to basically two major points. One, that you want to know which activities you should support in the given area. And how many beneficiaries can there be? So let's say you don't want to have 50 beneficiaries of beekeeping since the market would collapse and the prices would go down. And second is that we want to form out of these individual beneficiaries some kind of business associations of the beneficiaries. so that, for instance, beekeepers have many things in common which they can share in order to decrease the input price or running costs of their small businesses and increase the profit. So that, for instance, beekeepers can buy together sugar to feed the bees, they can transport the final product, the honey, to the market together, so that they share the costs of the transportation and so that they increase the profit.
As a business consultant who's worked in multinational companies, it must be fascinating for you to see how all of this plays out on such a small village and regional level.
I am quite curious about that, but well, the economy works the same way on the minimalistic level of having two beehives as having a multinational multi-billion dollar company.
While livelihoods take root and flourish in Shortipa, disaster in Afghanistan is never very far away, and there is nothing that the Czech charity organization or any other can do to stop it. As decades of agriculture have removed the natural vegetation, one side of Shortipa is disappearing into the desert, while the other, more noticeably, is eroding into the river at the most shocking rate imaginable.
Mm-hmm. That was a piece of the side of the riverbank falling away right before our eyes. It's really collapsing incredibly fast. Why is this level of erosion occurring?
Just in the first time they cut it, all of these bushes and all these trees. No, it is.
And so now the river is incredibly wide. It's at least 300 meters, I guess.
Yeah.
More.
More than 300.
Maybe half a kilometer.
This destruction, this about 1.5 years. Just the river was there. There was a village, another village.
And these villages are sunken?
They're just sunken, like this.
But this is happening all along the river?
Yeah. This is happening all along the river.
But who took the bushes and trees out of here?
And these people.
So they did it to themselves, basically.
Yeah, they did.
They were just trying to make agricultural land.
Yeah, yes, they were trying to. They are leaving. They are planning to leave. I asked these people.
How long has this land been in their family?
100 years before. Just they cut it and they just change the forest to this agricultural land. Now they lose all of
it.
It was 50 meters to the river, 1 week before. Now it's about 25 hours.
1 week before?
Yeah.
So it cut like 30 meters in 1 week?
In 1 week.
And such are the obstacles that humanitarian work runs up against in Afghanistan. It can seem like where one problem ends, another, altogether more insurmountable one begins. Stopping the river from literally devouring Shortipa is no work for an NGO, but for an army, and one with millions, maybe billions of dollars at hand. As Pavel Pshikril points out, if this particular catastrophe was playing out in Europe, with 30 meters of farmland every week plunging into the Danube, say, it would be dealt with and attended to frantically as a disaster of unprecedented proportions. In Afghanistan, it is simply one more tragedy.
Christian Falvey, and we'll have more of his reports on Czechs in Afghanistan next week.